Hello, and welcome to Yousef Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings.
Hey guys, how you doing? This is episode 3, and this will be called Heal Tea. Get it? Heal Tea, like healthy, healing tea. Alright. So, if you check out the second episode, that was the introduction to Love is a Garden. So this will be the introductory episode of Heal Tea. And basically, Heal Tea is dedicated to a holistic approach of tackling common colds, stress, aches, and pains, while also encouraging you to drink some tea. It's a healthy beverage. I'm actually going to have a cup of tea after I finish this episode. So you're probably wondering, what is tea? Why is tea important? Let me put you up on some information about it. So tea is basically comprised of a leaf from a shrub in Southeast Asia, known as the, forgive me if I mess this up, Camellia sinensis. This plant is known for teas such as black, oolong, green, white, and pu'er. Most other teas aren't classified as true teas because the foundation of the Camellia sinensis is lacking. But this is an interesting fact right here. 50 billion servings of tea annually are consumed in America. 85% of it is iced tea. So if all of these people are drinking tea, why is it such a wave? Why is everybody doing this? Tell me what your thoughts are. Put your mind into it. See what you come up with, and we'll come right back. Welcome back. This right here is my favorite portion because we really get into what tea is all about. I like to call it, so what's in your cup? We will talk about some benefits, the strength or the taste, the level of caffeination, and also the coloration of said tea. So tea number one would be something that I'm sure all of us have heard about, have smelled, have tasted at least once in our lifetime. Green tea. Now, some of the benefits of green tea are it improves brain function, increases fat burning and physical performance, lowers risk of some types of cancer, lowers risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, kills bacteria, which increases dental health, and also lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes. That alone is amazing from a holistic standpoint. I mean, why wouldn't you drink this simple beverage when it can do so much? And just in case you were wondering, if you want to do more research for yourself, most of these facts are coming from arbortees.com, and it has a great encyclopedia of information about tea beyond just green and really getting to the origin of where it came from, what it's about, etc. Moving right along, let's talk about the strength and the flavor of green tea. Most times it has a mild strength to it. It's known to range from like a grass-like to a seaweed-like flavor. It's very earthy and distinct. Me myself, I like to use sugar cane, and I also can drink green tea by itself, but it's really to the person's taste buds, essentially. And then the coloration is usually a green hue, and it can range from yellow to light brown, depending on how you brew it. I like to brew to steep the water first and then drop the bags in once it starts to boil, just so the bags don't burst and it's tea leaves all in the water. That can be a lot. And then, fun fact, green tea has caffeine in it, but it's so low that it's about 25 milligrams every 8 ounce serving. So if somebody says green tea doesn't have caffeine, that's incorrect. With all that being said, this has been the first episode of Heal Tea. I hope that you enjoyed the facts. And if you want to know about specific teas, let me know. I'll be more than happy to look them up and give further information. The only thing I would like to leave you with is peace, love, and try some tea. What's in your cup? Peace.